So I have a really fun episode today. I'm super excited about. It's one of my favorite things to talk about, women's health. I love women's health. This episode is all about supporting your cycle. So I'm going to be going through each phase of your menstrual cycle and just talk about different foods you can eat to support each particular cycle, a little bit about what's going on in each cycle, and how you can structure your workouts to match up with your energy levels during each cycle. And a lot of this information I got from reading the book Woman Code, which I will link in the show notes. That book, I highly recommend that to any woman. It was very eye-opening. I feel like we're not really taught a lot about women's health growing up, and even like a lot of our doctors and physicians that we see, like, they don't tell us this stuff that's in this book. And again, I cannot recommend that book anymore. Like, it is absolutely amazing. It's great if you're wanting to balance your hormones, or even if you just want to learn about your cycle. It's very, very detailed. And then also Berry on Berry on Instagram, and she has her website and everything. She is another great resource who also is very knowledgeable about this topic as well. So check her out. I will link both of those in the show notes though, but I just wanted to preface with that. That's where I got my information. So let's get started. So the first phase is your menstrual phase. When you bleed, it's typically day 1 through 6. And on these days, everyone's cycle is a little bit different. So this is more of like the ideal, I guess, structure of it. So about day 1 through 6, you're going to be on your menstrual phase, and that is considered the beginning of your cycle. And so you're going to want really warm and nourishing foods. Dark chocolate is good to have at this time. Ginger tea. I really like red raspberry leaf tea, especially during your menstrual phase. You can drink it during all your phases of your cycle, but especially when you're on your period, red raspberry leaf tea is an absolute game changer if you have cramps. The way that it works is it strengthens the uterus muscles, and it helps to, in turn, ease your cramps. And I can say firsthand that my cramps are almost completely gone when I drink this tea. I don't know what kind of magic they put in this plant, but I absolutely love it. I will say, if you are pregnant or trying to become pregnant, it is a no-go for your first trimester. So I would avoid it altogether if you fit into either of those categories. But if you are not pregnant and not planning to be pregnant anytime soon, I absolutely recommend drinking 1 to 2 cups of red raspberry leaf tea each day of your menstrual cycle. And again, you can have it once a day or twice a day if you want for your entire cycle every single day. But for sure, your menstrual cycle if you have cramps, because that is something that I used to really, really struggle with. And it wasn't until I started loosely following these guidelines that I'm laying out here for you and drinking this tea that my cramps, like, significantly improved. Like, I cannot even tell y'all how much better it is now. So as far as exercise and movement, this is going to be when you want to take your rest days. Lots of yin or restorative yoga. You'd really just want to do lots of self-care. Again, this is a time to just restore. Honor your low energy levels. Your hormones are all very, very low at this time, so you're not going to want to go out and run a marathon at this time. Your energy levels are just not going to match that, so take it easy. Again, if you don't want to do any kind of movement, that's okay. If you want to do a little something, just do some really, really gentle yoga or stretching, and that will work best with your energy levels at the time. So your next phase is your follicular phase, and it is roughly from day 7 through day 12. And during this phase, you're going to want fermented foods, citrus, broccoli sprouts, flax seeds, steamed or sauteed veggies, and just a lot of light and vibrant foods. Right now is that's the time when your estrogen is starting to rise again after you just finished your menstrual cycle. So as far as movement and exercise, vinyasa yoga, the HIIT, high intensity interval training, strength training, cardio, dance. This is also a good time to set goals because your energy is starting to rise. And then next you have your ovulatory phase, which is roughly day 13 to day 20. I feel like it's a couple days less than that, but again, everyone's cycle is different. This is when you're most fertile. Your estrogen peaks with a spike in testosterone. This is a great time for a lot of raw food, so like salads, smoothies, and juices, and also lightly steamed foods. And as far as movement, this is super high energy, so you can do your cardio, high impact, anything that raises your heart rate. This is a great time to be social and connect with others. And again, this is when you're going to have really the highest energy out of your entire cycle. So anything that you want to get done and you need like a really big energy boost, your ovulatory phase is a great time to do it. And then last is your luteal phase. And this is the typically a little bit longer than the other phases. This one lasts from about day 20 to 28 or longer, depending on how long your cycle is. Some people are 28 days. Some people are in the 30s. Again, it's just everyone's cycle is different. So progesterone is on the rise and then it drops towards the end of this phase. You need about 150 extra calories per day during this cycle. Like your body just needs it. So if you feel a little bit extra hungry during your luteal phase, don't talk down to yourself. Don't, you know, go in that hole, well, I just ate. No, just if you're hungry, eat. I mean, which that's for anything, but you need that just a little bit of extra food each day during this phase. That is completely normal. You're going to want lots of root veggies, sweet potatoes, berries, leafy greens, roasted, baked veggies. I love potatoes. This is a great time to eat potatoes. Complex carbs, high fiber, and this is to flush out the excess estrogen. So especially if you have a hormone imbalance and you have extra estrogen, the best thing you can do for that is to eat high fiber foods to help flush it out. And during your luteal phase is a good time to do that because, again, your progesterone is on the rise and then it drops. You're getting ready for your menstrual cycle. So you want to flush out that excess, same thing, estrogen, because excess estrogen can cause a lot of problems. I will let you research that on your own if that's something you're struggling with. I've been there, so I get it. For one thing, it helps hang on to extra weight. It does a lot for you that it doesn't need to do when your hormones are out of balance. So lots of high fiber. As far as your movement goes, at the beginning of your luteal phase, you'll have higher energy, and then it slowly starts to drop again the closer you get to your menstrual cycle. So at the beginning, high intensity, really anything you want, cardio, whatever your jam is to start out, and then kind of slowly transition into more slower, low impact, some gentle yoga, walking, Pilates, whatever it is that's more of a low impact to get you prepared for your menstrual cycle. And then you start all over at the top. This was a super quick overview, but again, this is something that I have personally done and found super impactful, not only for my hormone health, but for my energy levels. And it's, again, I can't speak highly enough about not only women's health, but supporting your cycle. And I will link the Women Code book and Berry on Berry's Instagram below. They are great, great resources for this. That's where I got my information from. And yeah, so this was super fun. let me know how you like this. If you have any questions, I can definitely send you some more resources. And I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I will talk to you guys next week.